you're listening to Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm Jennifer Stagg, and we're continuing our discussion today for people who may be looking to take that next step in their career, whether it's finding a new job or moving up in a place of employment where they currently work, or maybe switching career paths altogether. So we're really lucky today to have Russ Harrington in-house. He is the LDS Employment Resource Center Associate Manager and has just wonderful advice. Last time he was here, we talked about interviewing skills. And today we're taking that to a different level and going with networking tips. So thank you first so much for being here again.
Thank you.
Okay, so what is the probability that people will find their job, their dream job, from someone else?
So job seekers typically spend a lot of time directly applying for jobs online. However, the statistics consistently show that 70% of job seekers actually find employment through networking, through people that they know.
It's about who you know.
Absolutely.
In a lot of cases, don't you think?
Yes.
And if you can have that personal recommendation also when you're going into a job, they may look at you differently than just a cold, you know, emailed resume.
Absolutely, because in all aspects of life, relationships is what matters most.
Okay, so describe what networking is. Let's just break it down and get back to the basics.
A network consists of people that you know and people that they know. And so what networking looks like is reaching out to your friends, family, business contacts, acquaintances, and telling them exactly what you're looking for and what you've done, and asking them if they know anybody that will help you in your job search.
It seems pretty simple, but it can be kind of intimidating, right? To say to friends or family, like, hey, do you know anybody who's looking to hire somebody like me?
It definitely takes you out of your comfort zone, and it's not natural to most people, and it can be awkward. Although if you follow a few simple steps, then you can have a good approach to network. It can make sense, you know, with what you're doing.
Do you think it's good to maybe take somebody to lunch who works for a company that you want to work for and say, look, you're doing what I want to do, or you know, work for a company that I'd love to work for. Can you tell me more about how you were able to secure that position?
Definitely. That is an absolute great opportunity for you to get in front of that person and show that you're a great person and you're a great potential employee. So yes, the taking out to lunch part, if you have the means, if you're unemployed, it may be a challenge. If you're employed, it may not be as difficult, but everybody loves a free lunch and everybody loves to talk about themselves. So
true.
If I ask you that, if you'd be willing to go out to lunch with me and I pick your brain about your career, you're probably going to be flattered and happy that you don't have to by lunch that day.
Yeah.
And so if you ask questions, that's what we call an informational interview. You ask them questions about their career and you sit back and you listen. And you listen and you listen and you listen. And the more you listen, the more they'll like you.
Well, what a lot of people I think don't realize too is the power of something as simple as like a job shadow. Or they don't realize that you can call a company and say, I'm just interested in learning more about your company and maybe following somebody around that does what I want to do. But there is real power in that.
Definitely, because the job shadow will help that company or all those people that you're interfacing with to get to know who you are. And hopefully you'll demonstrate your ability to perform and your ability to be liked, and then you'll have an in with all those people that you just met.
You know, it's interesting. My husband is an attorney, and he often has his alma mater contact him and say, we have this student who's in town who's interested in firms where you're at. Could they maybe just go to lunch with you? But then when interviews come around for summer interns, he's saying, oh, I remember that guy. He's the one who I did the job shadow with. So automatically, you have someone you have your foot in the door, right?
Definitely. When someone needs something, you always reach back into the past, reach back into people that you know, as opposed to going off of something cold. When I want to get a haircut, for example, I don't go straight to Google or the phone book if I was back in 1990. I would actually ask my friends and say, who do you recommend I go get my haircut from?
So it's very natural. Personal recommendations, so interesting. They have so much more weight than something like an online star rating or something like that.
And it's very clear. It shows in the statistics and job searching.
You have something called the 15-10-2 rule. What is that?
15-10-2 is what we call a winning job search strategy. So if you are unemployed and your goal is to become employed as soon as possible, you want to reduce that time. So we recommend spending 8 hours a day, 40 hours a week, just like a full-time job, striving to reach these numbers. And what it is, 15 is every day you strive to identify 15 new resources, make 10 new contacts, and strive for 2 face-to-face interviews each day. Now, a resource can be considered a person, place, or a thing. And again, a person is always the best resource. Anything that will help you with your job search, a website, a company, a job opening, any type of a resource. And then that day, make 10 contacts. And that could be a phone call, an email, a thank you card to someone that you interviewed with, or a text message, anything that you're reaching out to people. And a face-to-face would be, of course, a job interview or an informational interview. We believe that if you get in front of more people every day and you're increasing your level of activity, you're bound to find great opportunity.
Any lasting message for listeners about networking?
Some say in job searching that you can either network or not work. And so networking is the foundational principle to job searching. If you're not networking, it's probably going to take you longer to find a job. So the 15-10-2 is a great strategy. Do your best to step outside of your comfort zone and get to know people, because that's the way to find a job.
Wonderful advice. Thank you so much to Russ Harrington for joining us in studio yet again.
Thank you.